Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, my guys, my people, I keep telling you, these are the things I'm going to call you. Yes. Welcome back to the Areshere podcast. I am your host, JJ, as always. Thank you guys for the love and support that you have given us over the past few episodes. Episode 13, and we are here, guys. Yay! We are still doing the t-shirts, so if you want to place in your order, you still can. You can pre-order the Are Shairi t-shirts that you see behind me at 1000 Bob. Hit us on Are Records on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter. Email us at arerecord23@gmail.com. We're going to add all those links at the bottom of the video here in our clip. And whatever colors that you want, we can also do them. They're not limited to the black and white. You can pre-order our t-shirt in any color, in any shape. Could be small, you could be big. We are a very open, free, we are free, open space, and we are very, very accommodating. And today, guys, so far, I have been so, so fortunate to be able to interview my personal friends, people I have happened to create connections with in the industry. And we just met over poetry and spoken word, and those relationships evolved into very beautiful friendships. And today, I am fortunate enough to interview one of those amazing people. So, ladies and gentlemen, help me welcome Nyash. Yes. Hi, girl.
Hi.
Welcome to the Are Shairi podcast.
Thank you.
I'm so happy to finally have you. Guys, Nyash stays out of town. So, we've been trying to bring you this magic, this beautiful episode you're about to watch. We've been trying to bring it to you, but time hasn't allowed us. But now, finally. Finally, we are here. So thank you so very, very much for joining the Are Shairi podcast today.
Thank you.
Karibu sana.
I'm happy to be here.
Yay. Awesome, awesome. Excited to be hosting you. So our tradition, which you were telling me, which you were telling me before we even started. So we always start with your name. Why did you decide to go by Nyash?
So Nyash was a name.
Yes.
Is a name.
Uh-huh.
That was actually given to me by my friends in my last year of high school.
Mm-hmm.
Somehow pertinent to my middle name,
mm-hmm.
but it just came to be.
Yeah.
So I like it.
Had you gone through any other names before you arrived at your middle name?
No, not really.
Yeah.
It was my first and
Yeah. Okay, so it's an original concept for your name and what you wanted to be addressed as.
Well,
uh-huh.
There's the whole aspect of Nyashinsky, right?
Interesting.
So my last year of campus,
yes.
Of high school, sorry. Mm-hmm. He was Nyashinsky.
Yeah.
But it was not really related to that.
Uh-huh.
You know? It was just Nyash.
Yes.
Yeah. So guys just started calling me that.
Mm-hmm.
Actually it was out of poetry context.
Yeah. So you are in no way in shape related to Nyashinsky. We need to make this clear, guys. See Nyash. See Nyash wa Nyashinsky. No. See Nyash wa Nyash. Uh-huh.
Yeah. So yep. And that's how it grew. So when I began doing spoken word,
yes.
It just came to be, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Okay, so tell us about your first interaction with poetry. When did you first do poetry?
Again.
Was it written? Was it performed?
I feel like poetry is something we live poetry.
Oh, so wow. Okay.
I've been living poetry since I was born, right?
Yes.
But then I began writing,
mm-hmm.
right? There's then the whole aspect of primary school, as you were telling me.
Yes.
But serious writing, I started in high school,
mm-hmm.
form three,
mm-hmm.
performance in form four. I was shy. Still am.
Just a little bit. Just a little.
Yeah, but I feel that once I'm in my element, that's that, yeah?
Yeah.
But in form four, it was something different, something mm-hmm. that is not done around here. And I'm sitting down and trying to come up with punchlines, you know, for spoken mm-hmm. word. So that's how it began.
So you felt like poetry has always something that has always been a part of you. You just need to make it. You just needed to make it official.
Yep.
So what is that thing that made you make it official? Because you could have done music, because you're a writer. So you could have done any other form that accommodates poetry.
Okay. One of the things I normally say on stage.
Yes.
Is that music people.
Yes.
Were given voices.
Mm-hmm.
I have sound, so I can't sing. Is that?
Mm-hmm.
And also. Poetry, I feel like the first time I did poetry, actually I was talking to a friend of mine. He was like, excuse me, lines niko nazo.
Yeah.
But, and it was so much fun.
Oh, you na jibamba like, too?
Sana.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt like it's my thing, it just clicked.
Yeah.
So that was that.
So poetry technically called to you, like it pulled you to it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. So because poetry pulled you to it, what are your inspirations? When you are writing and when you are performing, what inspires you to do poetry?
Okay, I'm a diverse poet, right?
Nice.
So I feel like everything around me, my circle,
yeah,
this society at large is an inspiration for poetry.
Mm-hmm.
If I would be walking around and you know, the whatever is happening,
yeah,
even
matanga kikunyima change poem.
yeah. And just as memes, unajua memes from younger, out of every situation, I feel like poetry is...
Yeah, true, actually. It's actually true. I also relate to that because I feel like you find a meme, and it's supposed to be just a joke,
yeah,
but it actually relates to what you are doing or something you've already done or going through at that moment.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Do you interact with any kind of literature, books, music? Any people who are doing other forms of art that inspire with your writing?
I want to think,
okay,
and believe that I am an independent poet. Right?
Wow. Okay.
But I have been on stage with we've done this whole bandish thing,
yeah,
where there's someone singing, there's someone playing instruments on uh-huh. this end, and then I'm performing poetry,
mm-hmm.
which is really nice because there's that whole synchronicity.
Yeah. Right?
But out of that context,
mm-hmm.
I have always been just writing,
yeah,
like independently. Mm-hmm. And then, but when you come to perform poetry,
yeah,
it's a form of art.
Yes.
And having it with other forms of art is an amazing thing.
Yes, I find that music and poetry gel very, very well together. Mm-hmm. So is it safe to say that music is an inspiration for Nyash for her poetry?
It is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are we sure? Are we hesitating or we're sure? Okay, that music, part of music inspires
it is,
you.
It is.
Part of it. Okay. So do you find yourself writing about certain topics more than other topics? Are there topics that you actively avoid?
I never avoid some topics.
Mm-hmm.
But I diss people. So.
Okay, break this down for us because we're hoping you're not out here canceling people for no reason.
No, I'm not. Actually, when I point out
ills
in society, I have to bring them on stage.
Yes.
You know?
Uh-huh.
And bringing them on stage, the form of art I do, mm-hmm. that I write, is a form that does not only provoke you,
mm-hmm.
but...
you call out people.
Thank you.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay, so it's not dissing people. Please, politicians, anyone who is there... MCAs and governors. We're not dissing you. We're just calling you out. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah. So that's what it
is. So you do activism writing. Yeah. Okay. So political pieces.
I'm diverse. So I do all of that. Politics.
Mm-hmm.
Activism.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Tell us what you write about. Or stuff you write about. Uh-huh.
Topics that, you know, poets, the task that we've been endowed with,
yes,
is writing about what society avoids talking about,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Mm-hmm.
The things that society considers morally
taboo, yes,
wrong or something like mm-hmm. that. Najua, ama they just turn the other eye.
Mm.
So we just, I feel like most good, great poets
mm-hmm.
do this.
Mm-hmm.
And so, that is what I do. I love growing as a poet.
Yeah.
And for me to grow, I have to like push.
Now I want to get into your performance poetry. Do you remember the first stage, your first stage ever that you performed a poem?
Yep.
What was that stage?
It is in high school,
uh-huh.
You know. And so there's, it was in service,
okay.
During service.
Uh-huh.
And I'm like, I have a performance, you know.
Yeah.
Girls come.
Service in church,
yeah,
school?
Yeah.
In church,
Sunday.
Okay.
It was on Sunday.
Yeah.
So I stood and guys are quiet because I don't sing. It's like a common notion. And everyone is quiet and I'm like, so I have something.
Yeah.
I don't know what to call it, but uh-huh. I think it's spoken word.
Uh-huh.
And I just began doing it.
Yeah.
It was amazing. It was funny.
Had you written it before?
No, I'd written it just that way.
Oh, wow. Uh-huh.
So it was funny. People laughed. And uh-huh. It psyched me up, uh-huh. basically. It was nice.
Yeah, so from that feedback, mm-hmm. you got to realize, oh, wait, I actually have something.
I can perform. Yeah. For me, performing, writing, okay, I can write.
Mm-hmm.
Performing, standing before, you know, 1,000 people. And
yes.
I'm performing something. I'm telling them something.
Yes, you're telling 1,000 people something.
Yeah, something that I've written,
yes.
Basically. There's this whole tension I get
around it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But once I'm in my element, it just flows, which is really nice.
Nice.
Yeah.
So from that, now you got more comfortable performing on stages other than your poetry, just being you and your thoughts.
Yeah. Uh-huh. It really doesn't get better. But you do as a person,
yes.
Right? Because this is your first audience and it's not hostile.
Mm-hmm.
You're yet to meet people
mm-hmm.
who are hostile.
Mm-hmm.
Guys that want content that appeals to them.
Mm-hmm.
Right? People True. That can walk out when you're performing and
yeah.
it will, you know, crush you.
I feel like they walked out over someone.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
So it's, you just get better. You just learn
mm-hmm.
to grow with it, mm-hmm. which is really nice.
It is. So as you have interacted with poetry, performance poetry,
yeah.
what challenges have you experienced doing poetry in the Kenyan industry?
So you said, and I'm confirming,
mm-hmm.
I'm not from Nairobi,
yes.
right?
Yes.
So I get stages here,
mm-hmm.
but you find out that nimekuja huko maybe thrice
mm-hmm.
to perform,
yeah.
right? And there's just so much to do in this city.
Yeah, there is a lot. Yeah.
And there's an audience for poetry.
Yes.
Which is really nice, which is really amazing. But you just can't be commuting like you work here.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a
mm-hmm.
student. I'm supposed to learn,
mm-hmm.
you know. I'm supposed to commute.
Yeah.
Come to Nairobi, perform. That is one of the major challenges mm-hmm. that has been there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. So the other, I would guess, another challenge that comes with that is the poetry scene is limited to cities, like a place in the country that has a city set up,
yeah.
that would have an entertainment center.
No, not actually that,
mm-hmm.
but because I come from Nakuru.
Okay.
Nakuru is a city.
Yeah.
And we have a creative setup, right?
Mm-hmm.
But poetry
mm-hmm.
as an independent entity is not appreciated as much as mm-hmm. it is yeah, in Nairobi,
mm-hmm.
you see.
Yeah.
So if you're doing poetry, the audience
yes.
is limited mm-hmm. as compared to here,
mm-hmm.
you see. And also in my school, you find out that, you know, you just can't have poetry. Just poetry. You know,
and people attend and show up
hours
and enjoy
of poetry.
It. Yes.
You have to like have some other thing that is happening,
mm-hmm.
you know.
Yeah.
So there's also that.
Okay. From that, from your personal opinion, doesn't have to be the gospel truth, guys, before you cancel me out on Twitter. Eh? From your personal opinion, do you feel like there are certain things that have contributed to that, that poetry is not as well received as other forms of entertainment, in Nakuru especially, like cities where poetry is not a thing?
Okay. In Nakuru, mm-hmm. poetry is a thing.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not a thing as it is in Nairobi.
Yeah, yeah.
That was my point.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So the reason is What is the reason? I
from your own personal like opinion, uh-huh. it hasn't been the gospel truth. So uh-huh. like from what you've experienced, mm-hmm. from interacting with the poetry scene in Nakuru mm-hmm. versus the poetry scene in Nairobi, what is the thing that is making, from your personal opinion, what is the thing that is making the scene in Nairobi pop more than the scene in Nakuru?
I just feel like, okay, just that other forms of art are...
Yeah, they're more supported
than poetry.
Than poetry.
There are up here poetries down mm-hmm. here, you see. So mm-hmm. you come say you're a poet, you have to have some other thing.
Yeah.
I'm a poet and an actress, you know? So
I'm a poet and carries, a musician.
Yeah, one carries more weight.
Yes.
And that's the thing, you mm-hmm. know? We're in a world where I can say I'm a poet.
Yes.
And that should be the weight of it. Mm-hmm. Right? Not I'm a poet. And do you want to be a rapper?
Yeah, like where is this heading
It's to? Like poetry has an end game, mm-hmm. Which is, it's not for everyone.
Yeah. Okay. So for most of us, it is the end game. Mm. Okay, so before we get to the final question, when you are talking, when you're interacting with fellow poets in the industry, in Nairobi, in Nakuru, other poets you could have interacted with internationally, what is your, I don't know how to phrase this question. In a way, that's not judgmental to anyone, guys. I'm trying to be all-inclusive here. Yeah, I'm trying to be all-inclusive. Do you feel that there's something that we can do differently to support the scene more so that poetry is accepted as much as music, film, and other forms of art? Or have we done enough? It's just the industry that's...
I feel like it's a process.
Okay.
And guys are doing something about poetry.
Okay.
You know, there's a time when they've said it's stagnant, but right now you find out that there are people, as much as I can get an audience of five,
yes,
I am doing something for poetry,
yeah.
Right?
Uh-huh.
There are events taking place. Poets are being appreciated more.
Yes.
More, which is nice.
Mm-hmm.
What can be done? Is I feel like for us to be able, let me also frame this in a certain way. I feel like you see all the opportunities we get here. We get slam, we get Kwani,
mm-hmm.
we get monthly poetry performances.
Yes.
We should also have them in other
places.
Because all these events, they started from somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And their starting point was not as great and grand as they are right now.
Yes.
Right? So just as that, the same way.
Yes.
We do that
mm-hmm.
in Naks, we do that in Narok, we do that in Kisumu, mm-hmm. you know.
Mm-hmm.
We should have such things, you know.
Definitely.
We should be having like slam competitions for counties and then... People meet nationally.
Together nationally. Yeah, like right? High school music festival.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Same. Yeah, so it will give people more exposure. Because
yeah.
In NACS, in theatre,
mm-hmm.
unless someone sees a poster and sends it to another person, unajua, that is how they get information, mm-hmm. right?
Yes.
And there's no like poetry in Nakuru, like hashtag.
Yes.
Okay, we have Unplugged, which is not Unplugged. There's also Unplugged in that.
Oh my poor.
What is it called?
That one. And guys, if you are in Nakuru and you know that poetry thing,
upgrade poetry. Yeah, thank you.
Hashtag upgrade poetry again.
Yeah, upgrade is really nice.
Yeah.
And it's a monthly thing, uh-huh. which is nice and consistent.
Consistent, yeah.
Because poets want consistency.
Yes.
We want to write. I want to write today about the weather and tomorrow about the sun. Okay.
Yeah.
Still the weather.
Yeah.
Tomorrow I want to write about traffic, right?
I feel, from what you've said, I feel that it is also up to us, the poets, to set up the scene because as the other industries, the musicians, they've set up the scene to the point where if someone is in Nakuru and they want to have a good time, they'll think about going to something that involves music.
Yeah.
Because a musician had set it up. So do you feel like as poets, we should be doing more to set up the scene in other places as much as we have set it up in Nairobi?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We should. We really should. And it's up to us to make people appreciate poetry because they are appreciating us as poets, right? Mm-hmm. So we should do that. We should.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Any pointers? So if you were to set up a poetry scene that's close to what is here in Nairobi, what would you do differently? This is a very political question, I'm aware. I'm also channeling towards, because there's a lot of poetry and spoken art artists who've set up their talent and their scene in Nairobi, but they're originally from other places, especially Nakuru. I will not mention names, but mnajijua, when you umetoka Nakuru and you've come here.
Yeah. Subscribe.
Yes. You know, guys, yeah. So do you feel that there are from people who come in from other towns, should they come in to build a career here or should they sit into the towns they are at? Again, guys, this is her opinion. At funny campaigns, our passing gospel truth.
They are entitled to that, you know? If I come tonight and I'm appreciated as a poet here,
yes,
you know, why not stay here? You know?
Build it.
Yeah, because you've come tonight, you've been appreciated, doesn't mean you sit down. Now because you're appreciated, you have to grow. And you find out that some poets who actually grow here, they go back, you know?
Yeah.
Instantaneously. And they are able to like do one event that actually brings people to the light. Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's really tough. I wanted to plead the fifth on that one. So it requires a thinking process.
Okay. Right?
A thought process. Because creating a whole scene for poetry, it's not just come and perform, you know?
Yes.
There has to be like a whole list of things that you do. Right? So but coming tonight just means that you've come, you've been appreciated here.
Yeah. You know?
It's up to you to choose whether you go back home.
My challenge is actually on, again, because this episode has been highly opinionated. But my opinion of it is that as a poet who's come out of another town and you've come into Nairobi and you've been successful, that means it was never a question on your talent. So that means your talent could have applied and been successful anywhere. Okay. It could have been completely, that's my opinion. Mm-hmm. It could have been successful in Nakuru. So I guess my challenge to poets all over Kenya would be, whichever town you are, do not insist on coming to the scenes that are happening because that's where you feel that your success is in. Your success could be where you are at. You could be in Garissa. You could be in Mogadishu. You could be in Turkana. And your poetry would still be enough to put you on stages that have put people who've done the poetry in Nairobi on like this. You could be sharing the same stages with those people. That's just my opinion of it. No, this is your girl, always having opinions. Yeah, so any upcoming projects, where can we find your poems? Do you have any upcoming projects? Any upcoming performances? Because I know you're performing somewhere.
I just feel like I should say if you have a poetry event on your calendar, you can just check me out, okay?
Yeah, it's okay. We'll just cut and
edit. I might be there or not.
Okay.
But mostly I might, so is that.
All right. So final words of encouragement to other poets and spoken word artists, especially for people who are outside of Nairobi doing spoken word and poetry.
Okay. Nilikuwa niseme follow me on Instagram. My
kids are there.
But I feel like just continue doing your craft. And once you get opportunities to be able to market your talent, right?
Mm-hmm.
It sounds like you're selling your talent, but it's not
really.
Just poetry is for people to listen, right? Mm-hmm. Or read.
Yes.
And absorb. Mm-hmm. So if you get a chance, a platform, you should just take it, right? And if you're able to create a platform in the space you're in, yes, just do it.
Emphasis on creating a platform. Guys, you do not have to leave the city you're in to come to another city to start a whole life to make it. Especially if you're in a place that has a platform already set up and a community already set up. Please explore that before you decide to come to a place where you feel that the scene is already set up. Yeah, just support Nyash's message.
Perfect.
Thank you so much for joining us, Nyash. Very, very excited to do this.
Thank you for having me.
Karibu, karibu sana.
Yeah.
And now, guys, we get to enjoy a performance from Nyash herself.
So, bado unashikilia the first day you met. Geography yake ya kukutreat right imekuwa ikienda left. Bado unashikilia notion zako za Mr. Right. Jusahi Mr. Right aliku left. Na kama jua akaset, akarudi kama mvua na ni kama alinyeshewa sana juu squeeze ni matope tu anakuongelesha. Kazi ni kuclaim vile amekuosha na pesa akakulisha, mavazi akakuvisha, so hataki umpe pressure. Bado una manifest soft life na ni mangumi tu anakulisha. By now biobio shageuka bag of bones umekonda manze umeisha. Bado unashikilia zile days alikufanya ukalia je intensity ya mapenzi. Jisa hii intensity ni ya machozi. Na the last time alikushika mkono yake ilishikilia your cheek. Azi hisi sexin. Since za vile nyoka ashatoka kijani akirudi atahis. Si kiss za hiloni mof zile venom za Judas. Your body ashageuza answer sheet ya failing students ni red marks tu kwa skin. Is a walking red flag. Beacon. Ujai kuwa free. Tangu akuteke. Kila siku akutese. Calls zako tu alenge. Umekuwa tempted mara ngapi uchukue bags. Wende. Si alikulipia deposit ya mahari. Ukakuwa on hire but bado uko purchased. Yes, even ndio anakuitanga. Hire purchase. Daily ye ni mlevi, anaches makali na makofi on your face. Hisi face, mami. Amka uende. So bado unashikilia the first day you met. To the only time alikuomba consent ni the one time alipiga magoti moja. The other knee likuwa ready kukukimbiza. Your ring ulisemea yes. Ika kuwa jela. Aka kufunga. Siasha kugeuza punching bag. By now ile mapenzi yenu shageuka since za horror movie. Miezi tatu sasa, asha kugeuza matatu, anakudandia, anakukasirikia, anakurarukia, anakupeleka vile anataka, asha kufanya takataka. Guess ye ndio reason kuna bin kwa binadamu, ni nini unataka mami? Judignity yako alisha peleka kwa drain, vile amekunyeshea mangumi, life yako ina flood tu na pain. Wesi boxing ring, amka uende. So ego za hawa maboy ni kama anthem ya pombe. Ziko pale above the head, indirectly proportional na kile iko below the belly. So tips, kunywa maji, ukimaliza usikunywe pombe. Ukiwa maji watakuteka, alafu watakutesa. So leo tumesema tukunywe, tunajikunywa. Na kwa bash, achana na kishash, juu kiwa high standards zako ziko low. Unajua kama quickie kwa Uber, chap chap. So alphabet inaenda hivi, A for apple, B for boy child, na T for tough. So economy imekuwa tough, design what goes around, haina fair ya kucome back around. Karma ni kama ilikula soft life, ikaacha kuwa bitch. Mashida zikaamua kukula junk, ni weight tu zina gain, na dreams zetu zikaenda gym, ni kuslim tu zina slim. Degree na gava zikaunda conspiracy theory, and to promises tu tunabaki na maswali. So kwa hii thesis conclusion ikakuwa one, the greasy passport ya good life. Na two, kwa dictionary ya Kenya corruption iko na synonym, inaitwa connection. So A for apple, T for tough, na B for boy child. So boy child anateseka, atujui between jua January na yeye nani amechapa zaidi. Boy child hana chapa, wallet yake imegeuka tear gas ni machozi tu inamtoa. Na zile ndevu za white ziliacha kumpea wisdom. Ndevu za white zina compete na maboy kwa sekta ya wings to their flies. Masponyo tu. So kwa exam ya mapenzi unaweza ingia na mwa Kenya utoke na soup. Mapenzi ni Kiswahili lakini itakupea kizunguzungu. huyo unadaini wako ashatekwa na mwenzako, juu mwenzako amebeba mataa na bado ni wako lakini si wako. So tuseme mapenzi ni kama BBI, uhunye wako alishapata rao, wakapigana handshake in the name of is just a friend. So kama Ruto ukabaki ile state huko sure kama una date of late. So mapenzi ni complicated. Umechoka kuwa picked on bars, unapeleka mistari kwa church, ule wa kanisa anakuja na theme song ya I'm different na anakupiga character development, alafu anakuona mlango anakutoka. And the other side, demi yako anajuana na babako na bado hujampiga introduction. Mapenzi ni complicated.